Hello, welcome to Refreshing Truth, the weekly podcast for River of Life Lutheran Church here in Goodyear, Arizona. Merry Christmas as we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord, reading our gospel from Luke chapter 2. I'll begin reading in verse 6. While Mary and Joseph were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of our Lord. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to the men, women, and children on whom God's favor rests, now and forevermore. Amen. 60 years ago, Andy Williams crooned about all the festive activities that make this season so festive, special, and memorable. He sang about holiday greetings and gay happy meetings, parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. Now, I suppose if you were to compare it side by side to the other Christmas carols, lyrically speaking, it's not the most creative, it's not the most clever. Andy Williams clunkily bends nouns like jingle bells and mistletoe into verbs like jingle belling and mistletoeing so that he can keep the rhythm and the rhyme. And for some reason, Andy's concept of Christmas also includes scary ghost stories. But even if you noticed all of those unique creative choices when it comes to his carol, it really doesn't matter, does it? It's the soaring refrain, "It's the most wonderful time of the year," that grabs a hold of a person's spirit. On this, the 60th anniversary of the release of "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year," I expected to hear Andy a lot more. I expected to hear covers of this song everywhere I went. I mean, any other year, you hear it nearly everywhere you go, right? And maybe it was just me, but it almost seemed like this year I heard it less than normal. Now, maybe it was just my experience. Maybe you heard it just as much as you always did. Maybe you even noticed it a bit more. But maybe this year people really don't want to hear Andy Williams telling them to be of good cheer. Perhaps this year, a song from 60 years ago feels a little fake, feels a little forced to declare that it's the most wonderful time of the year, because even if it is the most wonderful time of this year, is that really something to brag about? If it's the most wonderful time of a tough year, a down year, a bad year, do you really want to belt that out at the top of your lungs? maybe it has been that for you, a tough year at home, a down year at work or in your personal finances, a bad year for your body, your mind, and your spirit. When you've been through a tough year, a down year, a bad year, the last thing that you want to hear is somebody singing at you to be of good cheer, isn't it? You don't want some stranger telling you to feel festive. You don't want someone from 6 decades ago telling you that this is the happiest season of all. That's about the last thing you need. What you do need is a real reason to rejoice, a significant and meaningful break in all the bad, a glimmer of hope that you can hold on to. And that is what tonight is about. Tonight, Christmas night, is not about singing ourselves into some sentimental glow. Christmas night is not about manufacturing some contrived sense of wonder or joy. It's not about being happy for somebody else or even reminiscing about the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Tonight is about real good news. The changes are present and wonderfully transforms our future. And this is the good news that brings great joy to all people, to you and me tonight. In the town of David, a Savior has been born for us. He is our Messiah and our Lord. He is the reason for our great joy. It makes sense to each one of us why Christmas was such good news for a few, right? Especially Mary and Joseph. This was the son that the angel Gabriel had announced to both of them. This was the son that God had given to both of them. This was Mary's firstborn son. We understand her joy and excitement. But actually, we imagine it. Nowhere in Luke 2 does it say that Mary was joyful. I think we can reasonably deduce that she was very joyful. Mary and Joseph's reason for joy were one in the same with the shepherds and all the people on earth. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is your Messiah. He is your Lord. That's the real good news that caused a great company of the heavenly hosts to leave the glories of heaven and burst out in praise on earth. That's the real good news that inspired some shepherds to leave behind their sheep and journey through this town of Bethlehem, all to find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. That's the real good news that filled them with such joy that after they saw this baby, they told everyone they could what they had been told. That's the real good news that stuck with them even as they return to their fields and their sheep. The reason they were glorifying and praising God, a Savior has been born for you. He is your Messiah. He is your Lord. That is the real good news that we need. It enables us to put all the tough things, the details that have us down, the bad things that have happened to us in life, and especially in this past year, back into their proper perspective. Jesus, the Son of God, is our Messiah. Jesus, the Son of Man, is our Lord. Throughout the Old Testament, God has been detailing what those titles mean. The Messiah is God's chosen one. The Lord is God's sovereign one. God chose to send this one into this world to give us great joy. He chose to send his son to be our Messiah, the perfect God-man who stood in our place to redeem us. His life was tough. He experienced ups and downs like any other person has. He lived through all kinds of bad experiences as well, but it was more than that. He suffered for doing the right things in ways that you and I never have, and he suffered for our doing the wrong things so that you and I would never have to. It wasn't just that Jesus walked a mile in our shoes. As our Messiah, Jesus made our sins his own. God chose his son to be our sin bearer, our substitute. Being born as our Savior meant that Jesus had to die as a criminal. Being born as our Savior meant that Jesus had to experience the pains of hell in our place. And that is good news for us. That gives us great joy, knowing that all the sins that we have committed, all the guilt that clings to us, all the shame that we carry around has been taken from us by this child. We don't have to be afraid. A Savior has been born for us. He is our Messiah, and he is our Lord. This Jesus, whose birth we celebrate tonight, lives and reigns. He is our Lord. As your Lord, he is working in your world and in your life to keep you safe and saved, to keep you in his tender care. When tough things come your way, he promises that he will never leave you or abandon you. When you have down years and down moments, he is right there to pick you up with his powerful love. His grace is sufficient for you, he promises. When things go from bad to worse and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight, he assures you, don't be afraid. Nothing in all creation can separate you from my love. He is sovereign over everything. Now, there may be times when you wonder what your God is thinking, what your God is doing, why your God isn't doing something else or something more. There may be moments when you're anxious or afraid or worried. Listen to the promise of the angels. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that causes great joy for all the people. In the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is your Messiah. He is your Lord. Remember how he began. Simply, humbly, wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, a feed trough for animals. His path was filled with sadness and suffering. His friends abandoned him. His enemies executed him. Yet it didn't end there. He rose from the dead so that we all might have peace, hope, and yes, joy. We have peace knowing that our sins haunt us no more. We have hope knowing that death has no power over us and all our loved ones who fall asleep in his name. We have joy because this baby who came down from heaven to redeem us has opened heaven for each one of us. That's good news that causes great joy for us all. Our Savior has been born. He is our Messiah and he is our Lord. And so we praise our God and we rejoice with words far more powerful, far more ancient than that of Andy Williams. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests. Amen. Merry Christmas. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Refreshing Truth, the weekly podcast for River of Life Lutheran Church. May God continue to bless and keep you this Christmas season. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Hallelujah.